There was a waiting list to get in to the crochet program in a men's prison in Salem, Oregon.
Yeah.
There were a couple guys, they wanted to crochet, but they didn't want anybody to know they were going to crochet. I think Lonnie was the one that hid in the closet. Huge guy.
Yeah.
When he was crocheting, because he didn't want anybody to see that he was doing it. I remember my first night. This institution was so concrete, steel. All the walls were a cream color.
Yeah, kind of a yuck yellow.
Yuck yellow. It was nasty. There was no color, nothing soft. And I remember walking into that room, and on every single table was a different color and a different texture. And I went around and I felt everybody's yarn. And they're all kind of smirking because they knew exactly what I was doing because they did it too. I was seeing these guys pop out baby hats and baby blankets and
scarves
crochets and the scarves.
And some booties and some baby clothes.
Yeah, So what were some of the volunteer organizations that we made stuff for?
We made things for American Cancer Society. When the tsunami hit in Japan, we made hats and scarves. We also had an orphanage in Mexico. We were told that they had dirt floors. So we made these rugs.
Yeah, really thick ones. You came in on Thanksgiving. I remember crocheting on Christmas, and it was one of the best ones I ever had in there.
I loved it because that meant I had a family. You're people, and you deserve a break, and if this is what you want to do, I'm happy to help you. So it was a social experiment, trying to see if we taught men there were other ways for them to pass the time of day when they got out. Maybe they would find other ways to entertain themselves than getting into trouble.
When I got out, I had a very transitory living situation, and you essentially adopted me at that point. I paroled to Portland area, and you were still living in Salem. You came up sometimes three times a week to bring prepared meals. I mean, that was a serious highlight. I don't know how to cook.
I knew that.
We had a crochet group on the outside that I went to with you for a while, and then they stopped letting you come back inside.
Yeah.
What was it like for you when you couldn't come back anymore?
Horrible. I still miss the guys. And it's been almost 7 years.
This was a golden age where we had some golden volunteers like you that came in, that gave a damn about us. And that spoke more to each of us in there than anything could have. There's nothing positive to do in prison. There's absolutely no way you can give back. And the crochet program was a way that we were actively giving to the community. We wanted to not be the problem anymore. We wanted to be part of a solution. And the ability to sit there and crochet preemie hats and baby blankets and afghans for guys that needed them on the streets, it was a tangible way that gave us value. The best times I've had in prison, we're in that class.
Thank you, James.
Thank you, Karen.